Welcome and good evening. My name is Rob Robinson. I'm the chair of the Pacifica National Board Programming Committee. This is our regularly scheduled meeting for August, and we're beginning late because we've had trouble collecting a quorum. With us this evening are Sherna Gluck from KPFK, Bonnie Simmons from KPFA, Lisa Davis from WBAI, Attila Nage from KPFA, Rob Robinson from WPFW, Kimberly King from KPFK, Lisa Welch from KPFT, and Steve Brown from WBAI. So we have a quorum of eight people. We may be joined by other people. Did someone just join us now?
Sar Randhawa.
Oh, okay. Sar from KPFA is with us, so we have exceeded our quorum. Only 1 hour and 15 minutes into our call. We're proceeding.
I thought I heard Teresa sign back on.
Maybe. Oh. I don't know. In any case, what we're trying to, the principal item for us is to complete Sections 11 and Section 12 of the revised programming policy. However, before we do that, I would like to, a number of people have complained about the fact that beginning the meetings at 8 o'clock rather than 8:30 Eastern time makes it difficult for folks on the east, on the west coast to participate at all. And since for the last several meetings we have indeed had trouble collecting a quorum in a timely fashion, would someone like to make a motion that we begin these meetings on a regular basis at 8:30 rather than 8 o'clock?
I'll make that one.
Okay.
I'll second it.
Okay. I heard Sherna Gluck from KPFT making the motion and Sar Randhawa seconding the motion. If there is no objection to the motion, we won't have a roll call vote. But if there is an objection, we will go ahead and do that.
Can we ask just specifically if the New York people are amenable? Because they would be the only ones that have the problem.
Steve Brown, the reason that I was late is because I was involved in another meeting with WBAI on the search committee for a junior general manager. So it's difficult to juggle these things. It just broke. Actually, I had to leave before it ended.
But Steve, are you agreeable to meeting at starting at 8:30 your time instead
of
at?
Yes.
Okay, and Lisa said she was.
Sounds good.
But as a corollary, Sherna, I would hope that we can adjourn a half an hour earlier and move the process along faster.
Do we have a secretary? Is someone taking the motion?
No, we don't. Unless we have a volunteer, I'm going to have to try to fill in.
Bonnie, are you at your computer? Can you take these simple motions?
I can't, Sherna. I'm sorry.
Okay. If there are no objections to the motion that we have on the floor, then we're going to go ahead and change the time for regular meetings on the third Mondays to 8:30 rather than 8 o'clock. I have not heard an objection so far, so we're going to go ahead with that. okay. Having taken care of that, the next item of business takes us directly back to the revised program policy, and we're now at Section 11.0, the programming calendar and days in history. Sherna, could you read that for the membership so that we can then discuss taking any action on that?
Pacifica should maintain an annual programming calendar that goes beyond federal holidays, national presidential elections, and party conventions. The calendar should track national and international trends, arts and cultural events, dialogues, and trends that affect Pacifica's constituencies, with particular attention paid to anniversaries of freedom struggles and liberation milestones in the history of oppressed groups.
Okay. That is the item that's before us now. Is there any discussion that any member would like to bring about this particular section of the policy?
Rob? Sarb?
Sarb?
I I am in general agreement with the sentiment of this section, but I do suggest that in keeping up with this calendar, that we use or we try our maximum to use the volunteer listeners from each station and then share that information throughout the network.
Mr. Chair? Oh, sorry.
Anyway, that's just my sentiment. I just thought just employing the voluntary listeners from each area, that will encompass all segments of our society and reflecting all the demographics, and then collecting the data and for each station and then maybe sharing it somehow to come out with a national calendar.
Okay.
Chair, Rob? Yes. Steve Brown, all of this information is readily available online. There are enormous number of websites that specializes. When it specializes in freedom struggles, and others specializes in Native American. I mean, they all commemorate every possible day, almost by the hour, and so there, it's not a lot of work for anybody at a station to start up, you know, a research project to get this information.
Mm-hmm. Okay. I think that there are two ideas that, I mean, we've had this section in longer form, and that there are two ideas that are joined here. One is that we would like a calendar so that the programmers and the producers throughout the network, you know, part of what we want to see is more collaborative production of programming. And one of the things that we would like is we would like to have a calendar that reflects what are the trends that are going on, so that programmers and producers can share information back and forth more readily in doing their work. The second issue has to do with literally, I think, going on the air and on a daily basis, telling people what are the days, you know, what's the date, mm-hmm. what are the events today that right. we want to commemorate for Pacificans to talk about who we are and what our values are. So those are the two issues that are contained in this thought. But Steve is exactly correct. There are a number of extremely good websites that document Native American history, African American history, Latino history.
Women's history,
labor history, yes, exactly.
It seems to me that we're in agreement on the principle, and it's the question about implementation, and that's true of many sections, that mm-hmm. one of the things when we edited this document to try and simplify it was we pulled out the implementation
section.
And once we passed the policy, then I think we could start making recommendations for implementation. So the way I'm hearing people talk, it seems like we're in agreement with the policy statement as such.
I would just like to ask or suggest that trends not be in the document twice. I don't know if there's a different meaning. This is just, you know, as far as how it sounds. International trends and then dialogue trends.
Okay, alright.
Mm-hmm. And also, I think it should say political events also. I know it says it at the end, but the other stuff just sounds very non-political when you call things. Like a calendar should track national mm-hmm. and international, maybe political events and trends, arts and cultural events, or I don't know where to put political, but I think that should be in there if you're going to mention arts and cultural mm-hmm. events.
You could read the calendar should track national and international political events, arts and cultural events, mm-hmm. and dialogue.
Can I offer a friendly suggestion to the word political? Mm-hmm. Would people object to saying socio-political?
That's better.
That's fine. Yeah.
That's fine.
Okay. Yeah, after that.
Track national and international socio-political events and trends, arts and cultural events, dialogues that affect, and dialogues that affect, I'm not sure what we're meaning there about dialogues in terms of a national, in terms of a calendar, anyhow, that affect Pacifica's constituencies, da-da-da-da-da. Rob, what's the intention with in dialogue? Rob? Hello? Anyone there?
Yeah, I'm there.
Karina?
Yeah, what's the intention of dialogues?
I think that's text left over from other, when the sentences had more language there. So I would recommend that we just take out the words dialogues and trends altogether.
Okay. So in which case it would read, the calendar should track national and international socio-political events and
arts and cultural events.
Arts and cultural events.
That effect,
okay.
And we're done. If there are no objections to that language, then we will just go ahead and adopt that by
that sounds okay.
Acclamation.
Right. The next one may be a little bit more, not quite as easy.
I'm praying.
The next one is a little bit more complicated.
I'm crossing everything.
What we did on the next one is several of us were not terribly happy about the totally stripped-down sentence discussed by the PNB. And, I hope my phone isn't dying here. Can everyone hear me?
Yeah, yes. Why don't you just read the version that you prefer?
So the version that we're suggesting, and it includes some additional changes by Lisa, is instead of saying implementing national programming, it's titled The Role of a National Programming Coordinator.
Okay.
Pacifica shall employ a programming coordinator who will serve as an ex officio member of the PNB Programming Committee. The coordinator's responsibility is to implement the Pacifica programming policy. This shall entail promoting a collaborative process among staff at local network stations and affiliates in order to plan and coordinate segments to be produced locally for network programs, and working collaboratively with governance and management throughout the network in the development of any new regular program or long-term series that is produced nationally. Proposals for programs, including a budget when appropriate, shall be brought to the PNB Programming Committee for review to assure that the proposals are in compliance with criteria for new programming, parenthetically, to be developed by the PNB Programming Committee, and to assure that the needs and interests of local stations have been considered. If supplemental funds are required for such new national programming, the request will be forwarded to the Finance Committee. Now, the idea here was that, that the National Programming Coordinator, who the search is going on right now, presumably, is really a part of the committee, number one, but also the emphasis is on what we've tried to do in so much of the document is we've had our discussions, that there be collaboration with the local stations and management in the development of new programs, and that there be discussion. So that's the intent here.
When you say staff, is it assumed that you mean both paid and unpaid staff?
Right.
Do you want it to read that way?
It probably would be good to make it read that way.
But I think what's good about this language is that it makes it clear that our vision for the policy is that programming be a much more collaborative enterprise at every level of the organization.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I like it.
Is it okay if I put both paid and unpaid in parentheses so that it's a little bit easier to read?
I think, yeah. Did someone else want to say something to Sherna about that?
I just said it was okay. I thought it was okay. That's different.
Okay.
Sounds good to me. Now, this is
Rob. Rob?
Yes.
This Sar?
I heard a couple of voices, but I didn't hear.
It's
Bonnie. I heard Sar, but I couldn't tell who else I heard.
It was Bonnie.
Okay.
Go ahead.
Go ahead, Sar.
Okay. I was thinking somewhere in this paragraph that we put in there that under the direction of the executive director, this policy will be implemented by the programming coordinator. Because what happens otherwise, you know, all policies that are coming from the PNB, eventually, ED is responsible for implementing them.
Mm-hmm. Sure.
And so I think we have to put that responsibility on him somewhere in this paragraph.
Sir, so in the first sentence of this second paragraph, it would then read, you're suggesting the coordinator's responsibility is to implement the Pacifica programming policy under the direction of the executive director?
Yep.
Okay.
Now, just a little more clarity, please, and again, bear with me. I've been up so early, and I'm running out of steam. But that is so that he will, I mean, because he does, he will report to the executive director, correct?
Yes.
Right, so that's to just sort of emphasize that, or could you repeat one more time your rationale behind including that?
Oh, myself?
Yeah.
Sir? Oh, because I think that... what happens is that all policies, even though this one is coming from our programming committee here, this is going to be blessed by Pacifica National Board, and it will be a Pacifica National programming policy.
Mm-hmm.
And for all policies that come, governing policy, financial policies, programming policies, there's only one person under direction of whose authority they are implemented, and that's our executive director. So we just want to say that. So that later on... it wouldn't come out saying, well, you know, I'm responsible for implementing this policy, or it creates any kind of a contradiction and authority of some kind, whatever. We just want to state that clearly, that under the direction of the executive director of Pacifica National Board, that he will be responsible for doing these things.
Sure, if that is the case, I mean, the worst that we can be accused of is overstating the case.
Right.
But I think it's fine that we add that in.
So I have the coordinator's responsibility is to implement the Pacifica programming policy under the direction of the executive director.
Right.
And then it continues. This shall entail promoting a collaborative process, blah, blah, blah.
Right.
Then we heard from Bonnie Simmons, also from KPFA.
Yeah, it's along the same lines. I am concerned that we stay in the real world here, and I think that when the person is hired to become the network programming coordinator, from that point, this job is actually going to form itself. We have to have not only the direction of the executive director in there, I think, but I just don't want this to get locked so that they don't feel like there's flexibility and that we don't actually make use of a network program coordinator doing the things that a network programming coordinator can help us do, rather than getting locked to a policy as that looking as though that's all that they're working with. And if you really look at what's in this programming policy and you're to think about one person trying to implement this whole thing, that's a big job.
Yeah.
The other thing I am concerned with is in the second paragraph. I don't know. it's a funny way to think about programs coming about. And I don't see... I think you really have to have some way to integrate the program directors and general managers and the stations themselves before the concept for national programs go too far and we end up making what on paper sounds like very viable programming, but isn't really useful in a real fashion.
Rob, can you put me on the list?
Is that Sherna?
Yeah.
All right, could you put me on as well?
Okay. After Bonnie, I heard no other names other than Sherna or Lisa. Did I omit someone?
Well, I spoke up to Attila.
Who?
Just recently.
Attila.
Attila?
Yes.
Okay. I did hear somebody in between. It must have been you then.
It was.
So Attila and then Sherna and then Lisa. Go ahead, Attila.
Okay, and this is not so much with this language. I'm just curious, and it's probably not part of this policy setting, is this a part-time or full-time position?
Full-time.
Okay, thank you.
Sherna.
Lisa, Bonnie, I think the critical thing here, and this has been an issue throughout, that we've been trying to emphasize a collaborative process. And, you know, as we start to, I don't know if you recall the original proposal that Dan Coughlin came up with a program director. And at KPSK, we objected and had our folks bring forward a motion to make that a programming coordinator instead. The idea being that this person's responsibility, and that's why it's called coordinator, and everyone agreed with this, is not simply to serve the way a program director of a station serves, but really to be working collaboratively with the stations and the affiliates and start working together much more collaboratively and coordinate things. So it does not exclude by any means. There's a clause that says, and working collaboratively with governance and management throughout the network. So I think it covers the bases and really sets out some principles that we've been trying to enunciate throughout in terms of a collaborative process.
I was talking about the second paragraph that I was unsure of the process of programs going first through the National Programming Committee.
The National Programming Committee?
Oh, the third paragraph.
Yes, I'm sorry. I was talking about the third paragraph.
Okay. Proposals for such programs, including a budget, shall be brought to for review. Can we just say for discussion?
But you're, Bonnie, if I'm understanding you correctly, you're saying that this could be interpreted as being read that it shall be brought to the PMB program committee as if it would bypass maybe like the GMs or the PDs, are you saying?
I just don't think radio grows this way.
Mm-hmm.
I think radio grows from programmers.
Indeed,
I think that it would be great if the programmers, if we develop a system for people to work more collaboratively and we could make things that are greater than the, you know, some of its parts,
mm-hmm.
the sum of its parts being greater than the individuals.
Can I
get on the stack also, Kimberly?
It's not that you know everyone comes forth with something, but rather after there's been the collaborative development, that proposals. Then, in other words, once it's fleshed out. And there is a concrete proposal after having gone through the process, then it comes to the programming committee.
Bonnie, is there some language you can suggest that will clarify that?
I'm not sure. I knew you were going to. Somebody was going to ask me that.
Can we get Lisa's comments and then Kim's, and then maybe that will stimulate something for Bonnie, Lisa.
I was just saying what Sherna was kind of saying sounded good to me. Like after there's been a collaborative effort or whatever like that, there's been a proposal that has arisen after a collaborative effort or out of a collaborative effort for board programs or whatever shall be then should be brought to the PMB programming committee, something like that.
Opening
the
language.
Right. I wanted to revisit one small point.
Yes.
Believe, I'm not talking about going back to any of the numbers.
Oh, okay.
Don't worry. I want to revisit 4.0. No. this is just something about what Sarv suggested, and this is just playing devil's advocate when we say under the direction of the executive director. This is not referring to any particular executive director, just hypothetically speaking. If you had a, but that would also assume that the executive director would be in tune with the programming policy. I mean, you know, I don't want, you know, could you have a, theoretically have a situation where maybe the executive director, like I said, this is all hypothetically speaking, or an executive director could maybe be going off the mark with some things. And coordinating committee, I mean, the coordinator's like, well, no, it's this, and he goes, well, under my direction, this is what I want. Just throwing that out.
Okay. So, Kim, you were also on the stack.
I just wanted to say that I thought that the way it's written, it doesn't suggest that the ideas for programming are coming from the programming committee, but that the ideas seem like they would be coming from a collaborative process with the staff, which includes programmers, producers, along with the coordinator and the director, and also with management, and that it just is going to the programming committee for a final kind of review to assure that it's in compliance with certain policies that I guess we're going to still be compliance with criteria for new programming to be developed. Anyway, yeah, I think it's a good idea because there's a lot of problems with the way that some stations don't feel comfortable when national programming is mandated, and that it would be good to have some procedure where there's a committee that reviews it. Although I do think that management needs to have say.
Mm-hmm.
I can see the issue of, you know, I think management needs to have some say too.
I think that's all I'm trying to get at.
Kimberly, in the second paragraph, governance and management throughout the network is included in that second paragraph.
Yes. But then it seems kind of like the programming committee has the final word, and there's no management on our committee.
Well, if I can just weigh in a little bit, I think what we've envisioned the network programming coordinator doing is creating a nexus in which the programmers and producers from the local stations are constantly engaged in dialogues about programming. That's one of the reasons that we want to develop a programming calendar that everybody can look at every day that talks about what's going on all over the network. But one of our concerns, I think, has been that one of the reasons that we have not been able to elevate programs from the local stations or develop national programs that everybody has buy-in from is because we have not involved the creative people, the programmers, at the local station level.
Mm-hmm.
As far as I know, since Democracy Now! Was created in 96, I don't think, I could be wrong, but I don't think that the administrative council, the general managers, have decided to create and actually follow through on creating a single program. Now, I could be wrong about that, but I'm pretty sure that I'm right. I think what we're trying to do is we're trying to create a collaborative environment that the network program coordinator will be responsible for motivating, that will bring the programmers, as Bonnie talks about them, into collaboration with one another so that these ideas can get generated. And one of the concerns, and I don't think our station here in D.C. is unique about this, but one of the concerns that a number of us have is that if you put proposals into the station, they never get, you know, you never hear from it again. So there is no, in many cases, there is no process whereby new programming ideas get developed, and certainly the programmers and the producers are not working together to decide what are some of the things that all of our listeners should be hearing. So all I'm saying to you, Bonnie, is I think what we're trying to do with the network program coordinator is not create somebody that has superhuman powers, but create somebody that has a primary focus on trying to build synergy between the creative programmers and producers at the local station level, so that they're constantly in dialogue about some of these things. But if there's some way that we can make that more clearly, then I think we should do that. But I think the whole thrust of our approach in this policy is a more collaborative approach to programming that doesn't just involve general managers or the executive director or the PNB, but that it involves the people that are doing the creative programming work in the network. So if there's a way we can make that more obvious, let's do it by all means.
Well, can I ask, does it help to just add the kind of language that Lisa suggested, something like once developed through a collaborative process and a consultation with management, these programming proposals, and then continue?
I don't know, Bonnie. Does any of that address your concerns?
I don't know. I could imagine that some programs might develop that way. Other programs might just be really good programs that have already developed, and they might, you know, stand on their own. I just don't think you can.
Well, we have programs like that in the network, but Bonnie, that's right. But we have programs that stand on their own in the network, and they're never going to get moved. They're never going to get pushed forward to a larger audience as the configuration stands now. So what is it that we can put in here that makes it clear what we're trying to do? Because we're not trying to take authority away from the general managers to run their stations. We're not saying that they won't be involved in this. What we're trying to say is that we're trying to create a collaborative environment in which creative people can bring creative ideas to fruition, and if those ideas succeed at the local level, maybe they should be tested at a broader level.
Well, just a point of clarification. In this third paragraph, we're talking about, when we say proposals, well, definitely we mean proposals we're talking about proposals for national programs, correct? So even if you have a program that, you might have a wonderful program that developed at one of the local stations, and that was developed, you know, when a programmer came in with an idea or whatever. But this would be the issue of a proposal, like to make a program like that nationally, which would need to be vetted through, I gather, the five stations and stuff like that. So I think maybe it's not so much about just developing program, it's about the issue of making a program national. Is that correct?
Look, part of what we dance around here is that we have, at this point, we have five signals on 24 hours a day. These signals are all, at this point, pretty chock full of programming. And everybody is a little bit on the defense here because you can't fit more than one, you know, round peg into each round hole. So I guess I think that there are some other ways to look at this that might be more workable, and I'm not sure that the language that we're putting together necessarily opens them up for us, because we always talk about proposals for programs. To me, it might make sense if this network programming coordinator is someone that's going to be in heavy communication with the other five stations at all times, and getting to know many of the talented programmers at them. It might make sense to try to do things like, if there's somebody great on the air in L.A. who happens to be particularly well-versed in a particular subject, and WBAI is going to do a program on that, but we don't really know. We don't have the communication infrastructure right now so that we generally think to reach out to each other to do a segment, you know, to do a little four-minute piece, to do... We only think in half hours and hours and days, and it would strengthen the network if we were to ever hear things on the air like that.
Bonnie, I think that this policy, you know, we've taken language out that's almost literally suggested that in earlier versions. I think that is the direction that we want to go. So if there's a way for us to save some language, to put some language in that suggests that, I think that's absolutely the sort of thing that we want to do. There are also established shows that are very successful that I think many of us believe should be national shows. Pretty much the way they are now, they're going to have to be reconfigured to be national.
Well,
but I think we've got, I mean, you know, I can tell you some shows that you do in KPFA that I think everybody in the network ought to listen to.
Can you put me on the list,
Rob? Sure. So, but all I'm saying, Bonnie, is I think that's the sort of thing that we want to do, and if we're not saying it, let's figure out how to put it into language and get it into this document as soon as possible, because I think that is the type of approach that we want that, you know, the network to take, and that's the sort of thing that we want the network programming coordinator to be doing.
Sherna's good at that. Maybe she can comment.
Yeah, Sherna, you want to...
Well, here's what my feeling is. I think it's all here, that what we're forgetting is this has been reconfigured to be called the role of a national programming coordinator. And I think we're getting into a discussion of implementation now. And my own view is that, you know, once we pass policy, then we develop different models for implementation. But this really is policy, which is focused on a collaborative effort, more collaboration amongst the stations and the affiliates, working with staff and management, coming to the program committee. That's all this says. It does not get into the kind of thing that Bonnie is raising, and with which I agree totally.
There is a perception, Sherna, I mean, and it's been a perception that we have not been able to shake for a long time, that all we're talking about is forcing national programming down the throats of local stations. So.
I guess I also missed something along the way here. I am stumbling over that we're bringing it to the programming committee for review to ensure that it's in compliance with criteria for new programming, which we're going to develop. What does that mean? What kind of criteria?
Criteria like mission-driven programs.
Hello.
One of the problems that we have, for example, with the Spanish language program is the issue of, or at least one of the controversies has been that in developing this, different stations say that they were not permitted to get involved in producing the show. So I think in terms of developing any... Yes?
Can I have a question?
Excuse me?
I'm sorry, just so Phil, I'm sorry to interrupt, but I was bumped off line. I got back. Did you guys already vote on the previous?
We voted on 11. We haven't voted on 12.
Oh, okay. That's what I thought I missed.
Okay.
Go ahead. I'm sorry.
So I mean, I think one of the things, Bonnie, that some of us feel, I mean, and we tried to have a discussion with the general managers well over a year ago, to talk about specifically those issues, about how do you develop a local program for national consumption and make sure that everybody is gonna buy into it, and how do you make sure that it's ready for prime time when it gets put on the air, and how do you make sure that there's not a controversy, which is what we have now, about whether or not they're gonna go on the air. So I think those are criteria that are very important. Am I making myself clear? I mean, do you know what I'm saying?
Not exactly.
I guess I'm simple here. No, I don't think you're simple, Bonnie.
Person.
I don't think that that's the case at all, and I'm certainly not suggesting that you're simple. What I'm saying is that in terms of developing something like the Spanish language program, which we've been engaged in for well over a year, that one of the things that should be clear going into a process like this is how is it going to develop? Who's going to do what? How is the production going to occur so that there is buy-in? And that hasn't been discussed, and because it hasn't been discussed, there isn't buy-in. So well over a year after we agreed that we were doing this, we now have a situation in which the local stations are not carrying the program that we developed for everybody to carry. So I think that there are significant criteria about how you develop something like that. It does not mean that if the network programming coordinator and somebody is working on a broadcast in a particular station and getting people to develop, actuality and stuff like that, that has to go before the programming committee. But there should be a coherent process in putting on a national program that involves everybody in the network buying into it up front, rather than going through it and spending money on it and then everybody arguing and saying, no, I didn't agree to that.
But Rob, I don't think that's what Bonnie is raising. I think what she's raising, and I see the point, we have a problem when we make a reference to criteria that are to be developed. I mean, I suspect if I was a member of the PNB, I would say, well, wait a minute. You know, I didn't know, talking about criteria that are yet to be developed, yet we're approving this. I mean, I think it might be better to change it so that it says for review to assure that the proposals meet both the network and to assure that the needs and interests of local stations have been considered. I mean, that's not great language, but that the issue is that it's meeting the needs, national needs, but that the needs and interests of local stations have been considered. I mean, that's, I think, a critical part of this sentence.
Mm-hmm.
So the idea is that the way I read it was that the programming committee basically is kind of the body that assures that there's some kind of balance here. And I think it makes us better.
I think that's better.
I think it would serve us better to take out, unnamed criteria, frankly.
Yeah. In reference to what you were speaking about, Rob,
I
in no way point this at the Spanish language news show, but I do believe, and I know that I'm not going too far out on a limb here because I've said it a number of times on this call before, there is a difference between creating a program on paper and creating a program. And it is impossible for people to tell you whether they are comfortable with running something until they get a chance to hear a number of pieces of a series.
That's right.
You cannot judge radio that way.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that might be part of the consternation here. That is part of why people are, why I don't think that people are feeling, entirely comfortable with what has gone on so far with that particular show.
So if they never hear it, they're never going to have to understand whether or not it's working or not.
We try and return to this language so we can get through.
Yeah, Bonnie, all of the things that you say are issues which I think are critical issues in considering, in program development. I'm just not sure that they're broad enough for us to include in policy. But I think that they're critical observations in how to do things well.
I'm just saying that what I am seeing on paper here indicates to me that same way of putting things together. we're going to go
try and get
this
back to language of 12 so we could finish here?
Just a minute, Sharon. Please don't interrupt Bonnie. Go ahead, Bonnie.
It's okay. You were getting, I think that Sharna had come up with a good suggestion toward making the language a little bit more palatable.
These programming proposals, including a budget when appropriate, shall be brought to the PMB Programming Committee for review to assure that the proposals meet both the national vision and I have assure in here twice. Well, I'll work on language, but just let me get the idea out there. And assure that the needs and interests of local stations have been considered. I think I had initially said something about balance. For a review, I think it'd be better to say to assure that the vision of the national network is balanced with the needs and interests of local stations.
That's okay.
Does that work?
Yeah, that's fine.
Is it assumed, or should we add in the Pacifica Mission?
Well, that's assumed, right?
I think, pretty clear earlier.
Sharna, could you repeat that again, please?
Yeah, I'm trying to get it down now. To assure that the vision of national programming, to assure that there is a balance, is what I had said. Something like this. For review, to assure that there is a balance between the needs and vision of national programming and the needs and interests of the local stations.
Did you read the first part of the sentence again?
Yeah, wait, the vision of national programming. Okay, I've got so many things here, let me try. These programming proposals, including a budget when appropriate, shall be brought to the PMB Programming Committee for review to assure that there is a balance between the needs and vision of the network, I guess I should say, and the needs and interests of local stations.
So the committee is going to be the judge whether the needs are balanced?
Well, I could leave out, I didn't have balance before, I could leave out balance. We understand that's, I think, the concept people are looking for,
right,
though. We can just say to assure that it meets both, that they meet both the national, the network needs and the needs and interests of local stations. See, before we said that the needs and interests of local stations have been considered. The problematic part, I think, is having in here the criteria. If we strike that, we'll review.
How would we read that?
Well, how about instead of balance, for review, to assure that both network needs and local needs and interests have been considered?
If somebody needs to have an opinion on this, Jurna can't keep coming up with things,
yes,
and people say nothing. It's either too much, too little, or fine.
Have been considered. Is that what the role would be? Just they've been considered? They could have been considered, but not
right.
handled well. Not
Kimberly and I have had experience in our union where things are considered.
Well, bear in mind that we're not trying to produce. The point of this policy is not that the programming committee is putting itself in the position of producing programming or passing judgment on programming. What we're trying to do is establish conditions that are conducive to mission-driven, well-produced programming occurring at the station.
I have a very simple sentence.
see if you think it works. These serving proposals, including a budget when appropriate, shall be brought to the PNB Programming Committee for review to assure that both network and local needs are met.
Sounds good.
That's better. Now is this just... Okay, this doesn't mean national broadcasts, right? Of events?
No, this...
Is this something that has to come to the committee if they're going to cover a congressional hearing?
Yeah, a series. Remember, in the previous paragraph, it refers to... any new regular program or long-term
series.
Okay.
And actually, with that language, I think there could have been the dialogue that should have happened. That's only happening now about, you know, why people do and do not want the Spanish language international broadcast. And then the rest of the sentence is, if supplemental funds are required for such new national programming, the request will be forwarded to the Finance Committee.
Well, the discussion would have happened before it came to the National Programming Committee, correct?
Right, and then presumably if we find out that this has not happened. So does that simple sentence work? Rob, how do you feel about that?
It doesn't bother me. I do feel that if we set the programming committee up as the czar of all this stuff, that it's going to be problematic. It's not our job to approve, you know, program proposals. I think it's as much as it's our job to create conditions in which good programming is going to come forward. I think the thing we can be concerned about, as in the recent program and in the lack of good programming, for example, to complement Democracy Now!, is that there doesn't seem to be any process for making good programming occur. But if we put ourselves committee is in the process of saying, bring everything to us, we have to approve it before it goes on the air.
No.
I think we're going to have problems with that.
Yes, I agree.
That's
Can
right.
I say something?
Yes, Attila. Okay, what would you like to say? Yes.
It would come to the committee if you, but the programming director, or rather the coordinator, and the ED, they'll have input on it. I mean, we're going to review it, but we're not making a final decision. Is that right?
Mm-hmm. Right.
Essentially, yes, that's correct.
I'll see him with his heart.
The creation of programming is still, a management function.
Yeah.
Now, would it help if I read the entire... three paragraphs. I think by looking at one paragraph and not keeping in mind the other, maybe we're missing something here.
Sure.
How long are these paragraphs?
And we're really talking about what a management employee, the network programming coordinator, is doing.
Right. Okay. The role of a national programming coordinator, 12.0, the role of a national programming coordinator. Pacifica shall employ a programming coordinator who will serve as an ex officio member of the PMB Programming Committee. The coordinator's responsibility is to implement the Pacifica programming policy under the direction of the executive director. This shall entail promoting a collaborative process among staff, both paid and unpaid, at local network stations and affiliates in order to plan and coordinate segments to be produced locally for network programs, and working collaboratively with governance and management throughout the network in the development of any new regular program or long-term series that is produced nationally. These programming proposals, including a budget, when appropriate, shall be brought to the PNB Programming Committee for review to to assure that both network and local needs are met. If supplemental funds are required for such new national programming, the request will be forwarded to the Finance Committee. I think it would help if it said these proposals for new programming.
For new programs.
I think we should talk about whether it is appropriate for us to, for not us, but the programming committee to have that role. Because it does sound like, thinking about what Rob said, it does kind of come off as, you know, I don't know if that's really our role, I don't know. I'd like to know what other people think.
Like, Rob, sir?
Yes, sir.
I happen to agree with Rob that it's not our role to be creators of the program. It's ours to create the policy and make sure that the programs created meet the intent of the policy.
Mm-hmm.
And when we authorize the budgets or things like that, but we don't say, we don't create the program. God bless them.
Attila here, can I say something to that?
Yes, Attila.
We don't create the programs, but we would review it to see if it's appropriate for national and for the stations. Is that not what's written in there?
Right, that's what I just read.
If someone is proposing a national program, it needs to be reviewed for a number of reasons, not least of which to make sure that we don't get into the conflicts that we're in now.
Mm-hmm.
But yes, we're not trying to cast ourselves, this committee, in the role of creating programming or you know, doing thumbs up, thumbs down.
Right.
So I guess we would want to make sure that, okay, that there was, to the extent that we could make sure that there was a collaborative effort, that, you know, any people who raised certain objections or whatever, if they had them, that they were heard. We were trying to be making sure that that kind of process had gone forward, correct?
Right. For example, right now, one of the issues with the Spanish language programming is some people say it should be bilingual, and that's
right.
Really an issue. And that discussion did not take place among management. That never got thrashed out.
Right.
And I think that that's an issue that should have been thrashed out before we got to the point that we are now.
Mm-hmm.
And so I would say that it would be the role of this committee to say, well, that is an issue that must be addressed and must be resolved before we go forward.
But Rob, let me ask this. Don't you think that this language, in fact, would do that, because the issue here exactly is that some people feel that Spanish only does not meet their local needs and bilingual is better.
No. All I'm saying is that I think the role of the committee is to say there are issues that have not been resolved and they must be resolved before we're going to be able to go forward with it.
No, I understand that, but I'm saying, doesn't this language enable us to do that?
Yes, I think it does.
Okay.
I think, but I'm just trying to be clear about what our role is, because I think what people are trying to understand here is, what role are we casting this
mm-hmm.
committee in the process? Even though they understand the language, I think what they're still working on is, what role is the committee playing?
So it's
no disrespect to your language, Sharna.
No, I just want to try and get done here.
Okay.
And I'm not sure.
I don't think we need to go a lot further with the language unless people have serious unreadiness.
Okay.
So I'd like to hear if people are seriously unready with the language that's been read to them several times.